Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm and pleasant evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and a mild breeze in Haifa, perfect for an evening stroll or outdoor dining. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just under an hour ago, an expert says Iran needs nuclear weapons for regime survival after repeated Israeli and U.S. strikes. Also, the Times of Israel reports from earlier today that Gaza border communities have welcomed 5,000 new residents amid rehabilitation efforts. Also this hour, Ynet notes Doron Spielman as Israel's new public diplomacy spokesman following earlier wartime criticism. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent Jerusalem embassy compound. And finally, JNS has just reported that a New York woman faces charges for attempting to fund Palestinian Islamic Jihad with over $30,000 in cryptocurrency. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just 37 minutes ago that the U.S. Central Command is leading a regional security dialogue in Bahrain with leaders from 12 nations. Open source intel shared 38 minutes ago that IDF and Shin Bet eliminated a Hamas commander in southern Gaza yesterday, disrupting planned sniper and IED attacks. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted 48 minutes ago about a New York woman arrested for sending funds to a Palestinian group, calling for less radical actions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's nuclear ambitions, the Jerusalem Post cites an expert suggesting that after multiple strikes by Israel and the U.S., Iran sees nuclear weapons as crucial for its regime's future. This shift in strategy could escalate regional tensions and impact diplomatic relations with the West. Turning to Gaza border communities, the Times of Israel highlights a significant return of residents and new arrivals. This comes amid ongoing rehabilitation since the deadly Hamas invasion. Local officials note over 1,000 projects are underway, reflecting a resilient community spirit and economic revival. Meanwhile, Ynet reports Doron Spielman's appointment as Israel's new public diplomacy spokesman. Spielman, who previously served as an IDF foreign media spokesman, takes on this role following criticism during wartime. His experience with global leaders may enhance Israel's international image. In a related development, I-24 News mentions the signing of an agreement for a permanent U.S. embassy compound in Jerusalem. The land allocation at the Allenby site marks a significant step in solidifying U.S.-Israel relations. This move is expected to strengthen diplomatic ties. And concerning the New York woman's charges, JNS details that federal prosecutors claim she sent substantial cryptocurrency funds to a purported PIJ fighter. Her arrest highlights the ongoing challenges of countering financial support for terrorism impacting U.S.-Israel security cooperation. On the economic front. First, Walla Business highlights Bank Hapoalim's Pride Month celebration with Tal Ramon, focusing on resilience and self-discovery. This initiative is part of the bank's broader commitment to diversity and inclusion. Separately, Globes reports that the IMF projects Israel's fiscal deficit at 5.3% this year, exceeding government forecasts. The debt-to-GDP ratio is also expected to rise, posing challenges for fiscal management and economic stability. And finally, CTEC notes Israeli startups raised over $3 billion in June, driven by an AI investment surge. Leading the charge were companies like AppsFlyer, Sayera, and DriveNets, indicating robust investor confidence in Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information, please verify key details independently.